Should we start from the end? Like, should we just...
We can be like, shock, horror, bing, bong, boom, 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 boom. We're going to start this episode of Jack and Jake's RuPaul Revision with an absolute spoiler and go right to the end and what happened at this episode, because it is nearly a week ago now that it's gone down, and it kind of left the world, the queer world, the gay world, in complete and utter shambles.
It's one of those ones that has sparked a number of reaction videos on the internet where people are recording their own reactions, recording reactions from viewing parties of RuPaul's Drag Race. I even watched one with Bob the Drag Queen watching it and being like, yes, obviously you're out because you couldn't lip sync, you didn't know the words. Spoiler alert, the person to be ousted this episode was Valentina.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Stop, pause, get the remote and rewind and put new batteries in the remote because I threw the remote across the room.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
I, from the very beginning of watching this season, and I think alongside a number of other people as well who I bring this show up with, yourself included, really thought Valentina was going to take this out. Oh. I know that she's probably not like the most original, but she has performed so strongly throughout this entire season in every respect, really. But I really thought that she had the balls and the guts and just the C-U-N-T of this program to really take it out.
Oh, absolutely. She's only been doing drag for 10 months, as she said in episode one, which made, I think, a lot of the queens really pissed off. And she's only applied for RuPaul's once, which, again, is an anomaly in itself. But
before we go into the lip sync, though, let's really flash back to the beginning of the episode.
Look at you trying to strip for the camera.
You're my best friend. You're my best friend.
What even is the episode about? I feel like I go through this every week.
Reading.
I've completely forgotten. No, that was last week.
Really?
Reading was last week.
Oh.
How dare you!
This week was... No, that was last week as well. The Michelle roast. this was where they had to do their own TV series pilot.
You need to come up with concepts, characters, and stories that lay the groundwork for a new hit TV series.
So they would get together in different groups to their own choosing and come up with kind of like a pilot script.
Absolutely.
Do you remember any of this?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I remember it quite clearly. But one of the things I just want to say before we delve into it is I hate it when they pick their own teams.
I'll let you pick your teams right now.
Of course,
because
Sasha and
obviously
Shay.
Sasha and Shay are comfortable working together, and that's going to be a good time. But then poor Nina Bonina and Valentina are just left to sort of fend for themselves as Alexis and Michelle Peppermint and
Trinity Taylor
all team up together. I think Peppermint was looking to venture onto somebody else's team, but kind of just got pulled back and was like, "Hang with us, like we can do it together."
Two lovely ladies walking towards me, so I couldn't really like. Run.
From the get-go, Valentina and Nina Bonina, that was a very strange one because
train wrecky.
None of them are very strong, I think, in that writing sense, even though Valentina sees herself as a performance artist and that's what she did. She studied the theatre and that's why she's so...
Theatre? No, ma'am, I'm afraid that's not allowed.
Theatre, that's why she embellishes in all of these little melodramatic pieces and wants to make her drag more of a Latina art.
So cops is an option. What are some other, like, situations?
Spies. Then we get into the idea creation side of their TV show. Nina, Bonina, and Valentina come up with Nina and Tina, which is, first off, not original. Second, they don't actually write a script. They decide to ad-lib the entire thing, have a general idea of what the direction is that they want to go, but then genuinely, during the actual filming of their TV series...
Falls apart.
Okay, so what can we do? Okay.
Maybe we work together in an office.
Okay.
We could have like some kind of total meltdown, and to the point where they're asking Michelle Visage what they should be doing.
Should we do our own makeup, or should we do each
what
other's
What do you want to do?
I think each other, but it's not you.
Should we do each other's makeup?
Yeah, it'd be fine, I think.
Okay.
All right, ladies, you ready?
And then, so Shay and Sasha, again, really bounce off each other really well, and obviously why they chose to work with one another.
Where are the espadrilles? I said, where are the espadrilles? Bitch, I'm talking to you. I said, where are the espadrilles?
Trinity, Peppermint, Alexis Michelle group together. Some drama will unfold out on the main stage where Alexis is once again showing her insecurities and, like, hashing that onto the other queens.
I want to say something, and I don't intend by any means to throw my beautiful teammates under for this, but I do think that a lot of the organization and, frankly, the clever wordplay in the writing, I do think came from me in trying to keep
Runway, Club Kid.
Category is
Sasha Velour.
Some of the looks were great. Some of them were shit. I was really expecting so much more. I really liked Trinity Taylor's, which was, however, pretty much just like a full-length bodysuit with a couple of balls attached to it and big eyelashes. Peppermint's was great because it was, in fact, peppermint's that she was wearing.
She took it literal, and she absolutely nailed it, I think, to the makeup as well, was on point. Shay had some sort of weird ass. I think she probably nailed the brief the most.
Yeah.
Hers was, again, like a red bodysuit that she had glued beads to her face, but also like hot glue gunned it over essentially a stocking. So I'm sure some of the glue actually just went onto her face itself.
I actually also saw in my Tumblr that they kind of collaged all of Shay's looks together throughout the course of this season, and pretty much everything that she has worn, although she's kind of giving you something different each time, it's all the same silhouette. It's all bodysuits. It's all kind of swimsuits with stuff attached to it. She's great on the runway, but she's not really showing me versatility in the sense that Violet showed versatility with her silhouettes. It wasn't that she was stunning every time. It was that each and every different outfit had a different shape, a different texture.
So as Jake was saying a little bit earlier, Alexis Michelle dug up some shit on Peppermint and Trinity and ends up not being in the bottom two, escaping it just marginally because her outfit, quite frankly, was hideous.
Terrible.
And I get the idea. Obviously wants to show off her curves, show that she's got some body confidence after being knocked down a few pegs in the reading segment. But then it was just hideous, a disconnect between the head and the body.
Two queens stand before me. Ladies, this is...
Anyway, they end up in the bottom two, Valentina and Nina, and what happens?
This just gets real, really quick.
Stop, hold up, hold up. All right, enough. Valentina, this is lip sync for your life. We need to see your lips. Take that thing off of your mouth.
I'd like to keep it on, please.
I have bittersweet feelings towards this because, as I've said like 500 fucking thousand times, I really thought Valentina was going to take this out.
It's a lip sync. What part of that do you not understand?
And I really kind of admired her demeanor and the way that she approached everything.
So
she gets into the lip sync and she freezes.
Okay.
I think she must have just had like some weird mental collapse and she didn't know the song. And I found that so bizarre. I found it a little bit of a cop out.
I feel, so obviously watched RuPaul's Untucked as well. And I feel a little bit sad, but also I feel a bit disappointed. I mean, you should know your stuff if you are at all at any chance of being in the bottom and you get that critique on the stage and you should have an idea that maybe, yes, I'm going to be in the bottom. Listen to the music, learn the song. And if you're trying to cover it up with your fucking mask, which is what she was doing in the first instance, and then RuPaul asks you to take your mask off, don't ask to keep it on because that is like, that's pretty much nail in the coffin. You're dead. You're gone. You're out of the door.
But I was just disappointed because I felt throughout the entire season she was very headstrong, and there's actually a number of times where she was talking to some of the other queens and being like, you know, pick up your game, pull your shit together, even saying that to Pheromone, and Pheromone ended up staying, lol. But I was just disappointed because I had expected her to be this person who it's like, go full force, like really push forward, and then it just seemed so tragic and RuPaul seemed pissed.
Valentina, I thought you had the stuff to go all the way. Now, sashay away.
Anyway, I think that this episode has gay guys rattled in their boots around not just Australia, not just America, but most particularly Iceland.
Mm.
Like, it's pretty much global warming has kicked up 10 degrees there. However that works. Like, Iceland fans are the best. Jack and Jake's RuPaul Revision, episode 8 or 9. 9?
Episode 9.
Episode 9?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.